Each athlete's original sample was split into two. The A samples were tested right after collection, and the B bottles were held in a vault by the IOC for 10 years, just in case suspicion arose later on. According to Rodchenkov, he and his assistant would start by swapping the samples in the unlocked A bottles while handing the locked B bottles to the FSB officer, who disappeared from the room. A few hours later, he'd return with the unlocked B bottles, ready to have their contents swapped as well.
Rodchenkov and his colleague would then dump the dirty samples in a toilet, dry out the bottles, and replace them with the clean samples. They used table salt, water, and coffee to even out the chemical balance and consistency of the urine, then locked the caps back on to return the bottles back to the sample collection room.